You're now in tune to Convos with Mr. Cooper.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Convos. And you already know I'm Mr. Cooper. Man, thank you for joining me today. And I hope you had a wonderful week. I know I did. This, ever since we started getting back into this, it's been a whirlwind, but you know, it's been a good whirlwind. It's been a rewarding past few weeks, you know. Getting into the swing of things. By now, by the time you watch this episode, the announcement would have already came out about House of Kush. Shout out to my sponsors, House of Kush, the family. Shout out to everybody that supports me in this new endeavor. It is a tremendous, tremendous opportunity to change, like, as I said, the trajectory for my family and for families, you know, within this industry and within this business. So again, thank you to House of Kush, and I can't wait to get these gummies out to y'all. Today I wanted to talk about something that that I feel is rarely talked about, and I was gonna wait on this to point out, but I have to let it be known here on Convos, you know, the shit that don't nobody really tells everyone, you know, the shit that they meaning society puts out for everybody to ingest. I'm giving you another way, and this way I'm pointing out what it takes to be a father. What it takes, hell, to even be considered a man in this day and age. I'm going to touch on a few things, a lot from personal experience, you know, so hopefully you take away something good out of a lot of pain, out of a lot of turmoil in just being a man. So, what is the definition of a man? How does one define what or who a man is? Society, women, children. Can you all tell me what makes a man? That's the question for today. In your eyes, what is the definition of a man? Leave it in the comments. You know how I go. I always check them. In my life growing up, it was hard to define that word, man or father. It's rare when those two can go hand in hand. I say it does go hand in hand, because in some way, to be a great father, you have to in some way instill or have within you the capability to be a great man. Some men fall short sometimes. We forget that we as men are human. Hell, maybe you could put that in your definition. Just one definition of a man. We're human. Yeah. What's good, world? This is the one and only Mr. Cooper. You're now in tune to Convos with Mr. Cooper right here on Blaze It Up Radio. I would think that goes hand in hand. Like I said, growing up, I had a father. I knew of him. He was not around. And my mom, she did the best that she could. But ultimately, even she doesn't define who I am today as a man. Her teachings, from what she knew, she did the best she could. So you could ask one, or you could ask yourself, well, damn, how did you learn what being a man is? How did you even come into your own? I will fucking tell you. Life, as I said before, life be lifin'. But life taught me. And guess what? Life is still teaching me to this day. I never had real examples of showing what a man does, how a man portrays himself, how he acts. I think throughout my life, I've had a lot of frauds. People putting on a mask. People portraying themselves as one way, but in actuality, they do not live up or have not lived up to the portrayal that they show the world. So a lot of my influences, if you will, it didn't even come from those around me coming up. It came from characters on my television screen, characters on a movie screen, books, pop culture. I mean, that's sad as fuck, isn't it? It's sad that you don't have, growing up, you don't have something or someone to look up to and say, hey, you know what? I want to be like that. Or you grow up and you go through things as a young man, not being able to count on a man to lead and guide you. Simultaneously being looked at as somebody that's supposed to have your shit together. Newsflash, that's what a lot of men go through. Yeah. Let me stop here by saying, and I want to say this, those people that were blessed to have a father in their life, raise them, teach them on top of their, you know, their mother, both parents, if at all, but a father to teach them and to impart wisdom and to get on them when they wrong, you know, to help them, to shape them up, and to get them ready for this world. If you were lucky and blessed enough to have that, and you still have your father that taught you that and that gave that to you, shake that man's hand, hug that man, take that man out for lunch. You know what I'm saying? Take that man out for dinner, get that man a trip or something. You know what I'm saying? Do something good for that father that helped you get to where you are, or that took time to be there for you. And salute to those fathers and those men all around the world those stepfathers, the stepfathers that step in and take up that responsibility. Kudos to you. Because it's hard out here. It's hard just to be a man. And in this day and age, they're making it even fucking harder. That also rolls back into, like I said, going hand in hand with being a good man, being a good father. Now, I'm not going to bash anyone with what I'm about to say. I'm not going to talk down about anyone. What I will say, in this day and age, it's important for us as men to stand 10 toes down, stand our ground, and walk in our authority. It's time for us as fathers to walk in your authority. Handle your business and make a way. Yeah, I know it's hard, it's fucked up. Yeah, I know you just done hit wall after wall after wall after wall, and you just want to give up, and you just want to, you know, just test some shit up. I get it. Just don't give up. Find a way to channel that. Find a way to overcome. There's a song by the late, great James Brown that says, "This is a man's world." It is. Don't get it twisted. Like he said, it wouldn't be nothing without a woman or a girl. But men need to stand up and be men. It's a wild time in this world right now. Things that we thought mattered, you've come to find, really don't matter. And the things that matter to society, what society wants to put on you, the pressures, it really means nothing. You know what matters? Your thoughts for your life. Yeah. This is the time where standing up for what you believe in is so needed. And one thing that I'm standing for is to uplift the men in this world, not to bash or down talk anybody else, but to let you all know that you matter, and you matter to your families, and you matter to your children. You matter. And don't let anyone tell you different. And to all the fathers listening to my voice, you fucking matter. You matter. Make sure your children know that they matter to you just as much. Man, I want to thank y'all for coming in, tuning in. I told you, when it's just me, you getting what's on my mind. Blood raw, no filter. But I, as always, I hope that it helps. I hope that it heals. I hope that it touches someone. I hope that you get something out of it. Listen, you can follow me at I Am The Real Mr. Cooper on IG. You can also follow me on Twitter, where I talk my shit, at The Real Mr. Cooper. Also, be sure to listen to this podcast everywhere podcasts are available. That's right. This is Convos with Mr. Cooper, baby. We worldwide. Yes. Be sure to also subscribe to the Signature Series Network. That's right. The Signature Series Network. That's www.signatureseriesnetworktv.com. Listen, thank y'all again. I appreciate y'all. I appreciate the love. I appreciate the support. Shouts out to my engineer, Rich, over here at Pod Populi. We always getting it in. And as always, this is Convos. I'm Mr. Cooper. No mercy.